Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we're going to talk about the benefits of vitamin E. Okay, make sure that when you're actually getting a vitamin E supplement, make sure it's actually a food base. Make sure it has all the different things in the complex versus just a synthetic version. All right, so let's talk about the benefits. One of the biggest benefits of vitamin E is its ability to dissolve a fresh clot, okay? It actually prevents clotting, which if not corrected, can lead to a stroke. So vitamin E helps keep the blood in the right consistency so it's not too thick. Number two, it decreases the need for oxygen in your tissues. So if you're deficient in vitamin E, the need for oxygen goes way up. And this is why it's connected to angina, chest pain, heart attacks. So if you're vitamin E deficient, you have a lot of problems with the vascular system. You don't have the healing that you need inside the artery. You could get pain on the left arm because the heart cramps. So the heart muscle needs vitamin E for oxygen, and also all the muscles do. So vitamin E is really good to help keep your muscles in good shape to make sure they don't cramp and make sure that they are strong. Vitamin E helps increase collateral circulation. Now, what does that mean? So let's say, for example, you get a clogged artery. Your body will then regrow additional blood vessels around that artery that's clogged. So apparently you have some built-in backup system, if you need it, that your body will start to develop. But vitamin E actually helps this process to keep the muscle filled with oxygen and blood flow. Number four, vitamin E has the capacity to prevent infection. So it's good for the immune system, it's good for inflammation, and it can even prevent gangrene if you have enough vitamin E in the system. All right, number five, dilation of capillaries. So vitamin E can actually increase capillary expansion and oxygen. Number six, it helps heal burns. All right, number seven, it can soften old scars. So let's say, for example, you have stretch marks or you had an old injury. You can take vitamin E, rub it into that scar, and it breaks down the scar. Pretty cool. Number eight, you can actually help prevent bedwetting. So if your child is wetting their bed, give them some vitamin E. Okay, so now the question is, what is the key food that depletes you of vitamin E? And that would be refined grains, okay? Refined carbohydrates. Now that leads me to the next point, which is what foods will give me vitamin E. The top of the list is wheat germ oil. Now this is interesting because when you consume the refined wheat, it depletes you of vitamin E. But if you consume the germ of that wheat berry, that grain, it gives you incredible amounts of vitamin E. And that is because refined carbohydrates in the form of like wheat or other grains don't have any more vitamin E. So when you consume them, it actually causes your body to use up your vitamin E reserves, leaving you high and dry. So wheat germ oil is a good source. Sunflower seeds, second best source of vitamin E. Okay, number three, almonds. Now what I'm doing right now is I'm actually making my own almond milk, and it's actually quite delicious. It's really simple. You just soak the almonds overnight in water. The next day, about 24 hours later, you drain them out. You know, you actually put them under water, just get rid of all the enzyme inhibitors. Then what you do is you take these almonds that have been soaking there, they're now germinated, which means they are ready to sprout. But before that, you're gonna stick them in a blender, add some water, blend them up, add a little tiny bit of sea salt and a little bit of stevia with vanilla, and you have yourself some amazing fresh almond milk. It's delicious and it's loaded with vitamin E. I'll put a link down below of how to make it. It's real simple. Number four, the seeds and nuts, if they're raw, have the vitamin E, okay? Because if you cook them and roast them, you destroy the vitamin E because vitamin E is sensitive to heat. Okay, leafy greens, thus the salads. Avocado has a good amount of vitamin E. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.